In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The just way of God. The fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. I don't have to lean over too far to show you that I've been developing a tonsure for some time. And I blame my grandfather, my father's father, because my hair looks exactly like his did. And I don't think it impugns the justice of God's ways. Well, most of the time I don't think that, except when I remember that my dad and other grandfather had a full head of hair their entire lives. What's up with that? Seriously, I can't really accuse God of being unjust for inheriting my grandpa's coiffure. But other things do cause me to at least question God's justice. My dad had inclusive body myositis, a rare muscular disease, caused the atrophying of his muscles, and indirectly led to his death. I often wonder if I'll be cursed with it too. They say that it's not hereditary, but I don't really deserve it, God. I don't want to eat my dad's sour grapes to set my teeth on edge. What sets your teeth on edge? What causes you to cry, Lord, your way is not fair, not just? Is there hereditary illness in your family? Did someone appear to pass on a propensity for sin, for a particular sin, to you? Is there conflict in your life and in your family, in the life of your family, even back through the generations? What sour grapes are you eating? About the church's sour grapes. If only our forebears in the church had been bolder witnesses, maybe the church wouldn't be experiencing such a decline today. If only they hadn't permitted the conflict, maybe we would be better united as a church. If only they had better engaged the culture by the Spirit of the Word, then we would be in better standing for relating to the culture today. If only God hadn't permitted them to eat sour grapes, then we wouldn't have our teeth on edge. Where is the justice in your ways, O Lord? Come on, quit your whining. Seriously, cease with your grousing. Cease impugning God's ways, says the Lord. As I live, declares the Lord God, this proverb shall no more be used by you in Israel. Behold, all souls are mine. The soul of the Father as well of the Son is mine. The soul who sins shall die. You eat your own sour grapes, and you set your teeth on edge. Yet why would you die? For I have no pleasure in the death of anyone, declares the Lord God. So turn and live. You need a new heart and a new spirit. Follow my way, the Lord says, and you will find it. Miracle of life. This miracle of life reborn comes from the Lord of breath. The perfect man from life was torn. Our life comes through Christ's death. Maybe the ways of the Lord aren't just after all. When a righteous person turns away from his righteousness and does injustice, he shall die for it. For the injustice that he has done, he shall die. Jesus didn't turn from righteousness, and yet he died painfully, dishonorably, shamefully. He died unjustly, the grousing of whiners, piercing his ears and heart. O house of Israel, are my ways not just? I have no pleasure in the death of anyone, including my son. So repent, turn from your unjust ways, live. For the love of Christ controls us because we have concluded this, that one has died for all. Therefore, all have died. And he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. O house of Israel, are my ways not just? There are no more sour grapes to eat. No more teeth can be set on edge. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Through the resurrected and living one, a new spirit runs over you, molding in you a new heart. The grouse in you has died. So keep on drowning him in the waters of your baptism. And keep on repenting and feeling the Spirit and the water of the Spirit run over you. Let water be the sacred sign that we must die each day to rise again by his design as followers of his way. That is the Spirit's entry and the justly merciful way of God.